1329 and 1330, please.
1329, create the Portland Street Fund and establish a non-residential transportation fee to fund Portland street maintenance and transportation safety needs. And 1330, establish a residential transportation income tax to fund Portland street maintenance and Portland's, and transportation safety needs through the Portland Street Fund.
Commissioner Novick, would you like to make some comments once we get started here?
I think that, why don't we handle the amendment issue first?
Okay, so first, we have some amendments that the council considered and that we took testimony on at our last public hearing. We need to actually take formal action to adopt those amendments. I think Celia Heron is here, there she is, can just come up and give everyone a reminder of the substance of those amendments, what they were, and then we'll take a council vote on that.
First, I have to ask about the scarf.
Well, it's festive, but it's really about the thorns.
Okay, good. Both are good answers.
Both good.
So as the commissioner and the mayor were saying, there were amendments made last week, and just procedurally would be a move to adopt those. The amendment was to amend chapter, City Code, Chapter 702, to add one definition about home-based businesses. You recall the conversation about exempting those. So that's one change to the language of the City Code 702.10. And then the non-residential transportation fee schedule, Exhibit D, was amended to reflect the home-based business exemption less, for those grossing less than 50,000, and a cap on the fee for small businesses grossing less than 50,000. So these were discussed last week. Those were the amended portions of those documents.
And so just to clarify, they're not new amendments, they, but we forgot to vote on them.
Correct.
And so we vote on them today, and then it goes to another reading later.
That is correct.
That's correct. So any further council discussion? So now let's take a roll call on adopting those amendments.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Done. Okay. Now, on to the next stage of the process.
So the proposal that we have on the table currently on the residential side was intended to be a compromise which we hoped would be acceptable, if not enthusiastically embraced by most stakeholders. It's a progressive income tax, but in order to allay the concerns of people who we knew don't like the idea of an income tax, it has some rather odd features for an income tax, the most dramatic of which is that there's an absolute cap on the amount that anybody would pay of $75 a month. Normally, if you've got an income tax, it doesn't work that way. The more money you make, the more you pay, and there's not a cap on it. So we offered that provision and others in hopes that it would allay the concerns of people who really don't like the income tax. It turns out that those provisions did not have the desired effect. It's become clear since then that, for example, the Portland Business Alliance and some of their allies would rather burn the city to the ground than have us adopt anything remotely resembling a progressive income tax. So that means that we have a choice to make. We can either go back to something resembling, some sort of user fee, such as we started off with in May, and that would be amenable, I think, to the people who really don't like the idea of an income tax. Or we commit ourselves to the idea of a progressive income tax, and we propose something which is a more normal income tax, which is percentages of income, and there's no cap. And we have not, at this point, resolved which of those directions we're going to go. So what we're going to do today is to set this over, and it's our intent to have a proposal for revised residential tax or fee filed for January 7th with a final vote on January 14th. And I realize that some people will say, you had a first reading on this issue in June, and now it's months later, and you're still adding additional time. That's true. However, I would note that the city has known that it was insufficiently funding transportation since at least 1987, which is 27 years ago. And I'm reminded of the words of Casper Gutman, played by Sidney Greenstreet in the Maltese Falcon, where at the end of the book and of the movie, when he realizes that the falcon has slipped through his fingers and he might, and if he wants to continue the chase, he has to go to Istanbul, he says, 17 years, I've been looking for that little item and wanting to get it. If I have to spend an additional year on the quest, that's an additional investment of only 5 and 15/17%.
Thank you, Commissioner. So I think in terms of clarification of what we're working on and not working on, so we will, I will continue these two items until January 7th. We will be considering potential amendments to the residential fee then. I think it's my understanding, I think it's the council's understanding, yours as well, that with the adoption of the amendments that we just took up today, we're essentially done making modifications to the business portion of this structure, but both ordinances are coming back to council at the same time on the 7th, and then with an intention for that to be the first reading and public hearing on amendments, and final vote adoption, second reading on the 14th. That meet with everybody's approval? So we're going to continue both item 1329 and 1330 to, do we have a time certain?
I don't believe we did for the 7th. Did you want to? We could do the morning at 10:30. Your time's
up. Sorry? We'll schedule it tomorrow. Okay, they're continued to the 7th. We'll figure out what time it is and announce that.
For you, gavel. Carla, could you tell us when the filing deadline is for the January 7th
that is
agenda?
That is December 31st.
December 31st.
Mm-hmm.
So the proposal would be published on January 2nd.
Correct.
If not earlier, I think the intention was to maybe beat that deadline a little bit.
So it might be out, posted on your website before it's filed with the council clerk.
Yeah.
And I have one request, Mayor. If this is a morning issue, time certain, we can pretty much assume it's going to take all morning into the afternoon. And I would ask that when you do the scheduling, consider the impact on the regular agenda. And I would plead with you to maybe structure it so the regular agenda goes first, and then we do the time certain, so we don't have other people waiting all day.
Amen. Amen to that. We've
Is there an afternoon available?
The COCO contract has not been confirmed, but Commissioner Saltzman's gone that afternoon of the 7th.
Okay.
So first reading.
And then the 8th?
I have a 2 o'clock not confirmed, and the 3 o'clock is the Block 7.
All right, well, we'll figure it out in the next 24 hours or so. But again, I think it's your intention, Commissioner Novick, to get this probably filed somewhere before the 31st so that people have a chance to see whatever amendments they are for more than a week before we actually have the first reading.
And potentially, since it is going to be the IT, which we would then be voting on, we might consider doing an evening hearing on the 7th or 8th, which would then take care of the issue of the conflict with the rest of the agenda. And we can announce that tomorrow.
I would second that, Mayor.
Okay.
That way Josh has already given us a forecast that January is going to be a very tough month with our regular agenda. So if we could.
That's a good idea.
All right.
So if you do an evening hearing on the 7th, you need to make a motion now.
Because that's 2 weeks?
Yeah, because this is our last meeting of the
week. We meet tomorrow. So my intention was to move tomorrow. We're potentially going to have an evening hearing for the Joint Terrorism Task Force discussion. And that has not yet been scheduled, unless you know that it has.
I thought they were putting that out to February, but...
Well, we're going to look at that, but potentially there might be a motion on that tomorrow, and then I will make the motion for the evening hearings, just so that everybody's aware. The code does allow evening hearings on any Wednesday or Thursday, but requires 2 weeks, at least two weeks' notice with a formal vote of the council. So that's, since we're not meeting next week or the week after, if we're going to have an evening hearing on the... in the week of the 7th or 8th, then we'll need to make that motion tomorrow.
All right, well, so let me just continue the item for now. We'll figure that out. If there needs to be a motion tomorrow to set an evening hearing, we can do that then.
Right.
Is that right?
Don't have to continue it to a time certain, right, City Attorney?
No, I can continue a council. So I'm going to continue these two council items, but not set a time. And then again, tomorrow we'll revisit this question of schedule. Oh, yeah, we have had an awful lot of compression in a whole new sense of the word with our council calendar lately. So we're going to try to avoid as much of that as we can. So Rachel and I will confer after this and see if we can make that work. I think you have something planned for the evening of the 7th, so we'll see about...
I'm not sure it's the evening.
Oh, okay, maybe it isn't.
I think it's 2 o'clock.
Oh, all right.
You're out from 2 to 5 on the 7th.
We could
potentially. We'll all confirm.
Yeah, we'll figure it out in the next 24 hours and let people know.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Now, we are going to unfortunately have to recess, right? Because we're ahead of schedule. What do we do with all the found time? We're going to
recess. Have lunch?
Yeah. Since we didn't have any break before, we recess till 3:30 when we take up item 1331.
See you
at
1:30.
Okay.
Okay, now that we confused everybody. Yes.